This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The doctor was the mother. He stood on a block of ice. Both of them were goldfish. It was the cabin of an airplane. He stabbed him with an icicle.
I'm the one who wants to riddle you.
Deep inside, I know the puzzle's true.
I'm the one who wants to solve them all.
And all together, just to
the one. I'm Adolfi. Hi.
Rap first, JPC, I'm here to say.
that's Adol. That's JPC, and I'm Aaron.
Yeah.
But something's changed a bit since we last recorded. What's different?
Well, no. In the Zoom, I'm in the middle orientation.
No. Nothing. I didn't get a haircut, so that can't be it. Adol's still yawning. So that's the same.
Well, I had a birthday, but I guess there's something bigger.
I knew you would do this.
I scooped the shit out of that. Goodbye, birthday. Nuked.
I believe that JPC had a little run-in with my man, Jean-Luc Picard, because this dude is engaged.
Nice.
Okay, do you have one more?
Picard.
Picard. I was asking for more riffs on Picard.
Oh, I thought you meant more Star Trek jokes. Picard any card is pretty good.
Oh, I didn't pre-plan any jokes for this. Let's see.
Neither
what
did I.
Say. Let's see what I want to say.
Were we supposed to pre-plan jokes?
Yes. I asked. The only thing that I asked you for as an engagement present was some pre-planned jokes for the episode. Yes.
I like that you said, do another joke, and I made up one, and then Aaron goes, huh, I didn't pre-plan any jokes. What the fuck is that?
Take that as a compliment. I thought they were so good that they must have taken time.
Pretty much anything that you say, Adol, seems at least rehearsed. At least you gave it like a once-over.
So it seems like anything I contribute to any conversation, I have a stockpile of 10 jokes waiting, hoping someone will ask me for more?
That's how dumb my brain is.
You couldn't be more right.
Oh, okay.
It seems like every time that I see you, you have maybe 10 minutes earlier rehearsed the whole thing.
Yeah. It's like watching Jeopardy on Pacific time and then watching and saying all the answers. JPC, tell us about your engagement.
Well, as we all know, I got engaged, but not just me. Me and my now fiance, Mariah, got engaged.
Yay.
It was fun. So she was... during the whole pandemic, she obviously was not seeing her family who lives in Florida, and they moved during the pandemic because they had built a house on the other. They lived in Miami. They moved to the other side of Florida. They call it, like, it's so funny. People from Florida call it the East Coast and the West Coast. And I'm like, you can't just say the West Coast.
That's
because
wild.
If your parents say they moved to the West Coast, that means California. It means like Oregon. It does not mean say Gulf Coast. Like, I think that that's what it's called. Just some local Florida.
And it's not a terribly wide state, right?
I don't know. It's definitely a long state, but I think it might be a wide state. Maybe
too
it's
wide
like
four
or five hours from coast to coast. Florida's fucking huge. It's bigger than it has any right to be.
So JBC.
Yes.
She went to go visit her parents.
Yeah, so she went to go visit her parents. And so I, a few weeks before, called her parents to let them know that I was going to be proposing. And then we basically worked out like a plan to get her. They would get her to the beach at sunset, and then I would meet them at the beach, and then propose there with her and her brother and her parents there. And so, and yeah, it basically, like, she didn't suspect a thing. We were, like, texting right before, as I was walking towards her, we were texting, and I was like, send me some pictures from the beach. I wish I was at the beach with you. And then she was, like, sitting down. She'd, like, just sat down in her lawn chair to, like, watch the sunset, and I popped the question right next to her, and her parents recorded it, which is cool. They had video. Her mom had video of me, like, walking down the beach without Mariah seeing it. And then she said that when she saw me, because we had just been texting, she was like dumbfounded. She was like, her mouth was open and she just, like, couldn't process what was happening and, like, how I was there. Like, it just didn't, like, fit in her mind, because in her mind I had been at home. I also had I've been sending her pictures of spaghetti because I was watching spaghetti. I had taken a bunch of pictures of spaghetti that I hadn't sent her, and I was sending them to her, like, throughout the day, so that she would think, like, oh, these are, like, new pictures of spaghetti.
You would have said, like, will you marry me? And she says yes. And then she's like, God, you look so much like my boyfriend back then. This
it's
has
uncanny.
Been a wild ride. Yeah.
I did. As I proposed, she was, like I said, she was pretty taken aback because she didn't understand, like, process what was happening at first. So I like slowed it down a little. And then I asked if she would marry me. And she was like, ha, ha. I was like, I'm going to need a verbal yes or no. Like,
you gotta, are you laughing at me? Because that sucks.
Legally, I do have to hear the word.
She's like, oh, sweetie, I left you.
But when the ring that I got her, she had given me, like, you know, a long time ago, her ring size or her approximate ring size. And so I went with the larger end of her ring size, knowing that, like, the last thing I wanted was her not to be able to put it on her finger at all, but knowing that they would resize it, right? Like, they can get the ring resized. So when, of course, it was a little too big, so she had to take it to get resized as soon as we got back. But they resized, they were like, yeah, just bring it in and we'll resize it. But what that means is bring it in and we'll ship it to San Francisco and they'll resize it and then ship it back. So now she, as soon as we got back, she doesn't have a ring for 2 weeks. So everyone's like, oh, let's see the ring. And she's like, I can't. No. I mean, it's not.
It's such a beautiful ring.
Which is funny, yeah.
It's very nice.
Thank you. She basically picked it. She gave me some instructions. She was like, here's the kind of ring that I think that I would like. And then I went back to her later and I was like, nope, need way more information. Turns out this is really complicated.
Nope. I underestimated this.
I took all the things that you gave me and I have 1 million more questions.
JPC, I was so excited that you got engaged for a million reasons, because it's so nice to see you happy. You two are so great together. It's amazing. It's just so nice to see two wonderful people fall in love. But I was the most excited that because you told us a couple weeks before you proposed that you were planning on doing it, and I got scared that I was going to sleep call her and tell her everything.
So
that's what my fear is for any surprise that people are planning, is that I'm gonna fuck
just
up,
blurt it out.
I was gonna see her, and then I was like, Aaron, you don't really talk to her that much. Like, you don't, like, it's a, you're not running into her as much as you
run in social circles, but social circles don't really exist in that way right now.
Exactly. Yeah. And I was like, I used to run into her way more. I'm not gonna. And then she responded to, like, an Instagram story of mine or something, or I don't know. We interacted, and then I was like, "Oh God!" Oh! Like, I was typing so carefully as if I were accidentally gonna type JPC is about to propose.
Happy Merry Christmas, Merry ring in the New Year,
have a little lamb.
Weddings. You're bride. Hi, bride. I mean, fuck.
Bride.
What's funny is I had talked to her parents, obviously, and they knew, and I was like, I don't think that they would be great at keeping secrets. Turns out they did, and they did a really great job. But I was like, there's a chance that this, you know, while Mariah was there with her family, she was having a really great weekend, like, talking with her family. She had talked to her dad about the idea of us getting married. And she was like, I think that we've talked about getting married. We're going to get married. Like, I think that he's the one. And her dad, like, got skeptical because he was like, did he tell us because they're planning on getting married? Like, they're already engaged. He thought that we might already be engaged and we might be fooling him, and that he was going to show up to this beach and there was going to be, like, some others, like, a wedding waiting for him there.
Am I going to show up and my daughter's pregnant?
Which I thought was very funny how, like, he almost spilled the beans because he thought we were double-crossing him.
Whoa. Oh, thank goodness that didn't happen.
Oh, yeah. It was...
He works for the FBI, right? The Florida... Botox.
Yeah.
Stop it.
Yeah.
See, this is pre-planned. This is what I'm talking about. I saw him read that off a sheet of paper. I'm pulling back the curtain here, guys.
I pre-planned a joke that fell off a cliff.
And Adel, you turned 28, so how was your birthday?
I turned 39.
Woo!
Woo! It was very fun. We went to Las Vegas purely for the sake of going to the new Meow Wolf, which is one of my new favorite things is Meow Wolf art, like immersive art installations. Very, very cool. Had a great time. Our friend Joey Romaine joined me there. So that was a real treat. And I spent a lot of time betting on robotic mechanical horses. There's a little horse race machine in the casino. So that was very fun.
Did you win anything?
Yeah, because what happens is you bet a dollar on a horse, and there's six horses per race, and they each have odds. So it could be like 2-1, could be 9-1, and every couple races there's a horse that's like 98-1. So if you bet a dollar on it, you win $98. And I hit on a few of those over the course of several hours. So
okay,
I was up a few hundred dollars. It was very fun. But Gemma got her phone stolen, so that was the one.
No.
The one. Downer of the trip.
Okay. How'd it happen? Tell us the story.
Yeah, walk us through the whole thing.
A dog was barking at her. She threw the phone. The dog caught it perfectly in its mouth and ran off.
So, Adel, I'm so happy that Gemma got her phone stolen, but I found out 2 weeks before her phone got stolen that it was going to get stolen. I kept being like, oh my God, I hope I don't accidentally tell her.
I told her parents.
It's such a funny story. The dog was like, oh, you look so beautiful. Take off your shoes. Step into the fountain. I'll take a picture. You know, you do that. You step in the fountain. As soon as you do that, they're Splitsville. That dog.
Oh, yeah.
It's a quadruped, so it's four legs. It's booking with that phone.
And I got to say, if you're going to step into a fountain, do not step into the Bellagio fountain. You will find yourself 35 feet in the air screaming while Andre Bocelli plays in the background. Aaron, what's new with you?
Not engaged. The only two
with us, right? With the podcast.
Yeah, I'm not totally
this conversation.
It was an exciting week for you guys. That was awesome. My Chicago move kind of got delayed. All my furniture's gone, except for the essentials. My moving truck came on Tuesday, but I'm still in Chicago for a job for a couple more weeks, and then I get to go to LA, and I'm excited.
I like that you phrased it, you get to go.
Yeah. I get to stay here now, which is lovely, and then I get to go there later, which is also lovely.
We're very excited for your move.
L.A. in the summertime, the perfect time to step foot in L.A.
I love it.
Show up and kiss an avocado.
I'm really excited that you're both going to be planning weddings, and it's going to be like a competition, right?
Yeah, well, my goal is to get mine in before Adel's. Mm. So,
my goal is to get mine in before you. And then we both have an agreement that whoever has the better Drax costume during the wedding, who dresses like Dave Bautista as Drax in Guardians of the Galaxy, whoever has the best makeup and costume for that wins. Ruins their wedding, but wins.
The theme for our wedding is Drax Race, so it's RuPaul's Drax Race.
And I recently just got Draxinated, so I have my skin is turning blue.
So I think that you guys should like fight over the venue, fight over your officiant, your best man. But by the end of it, you guys realize that your friendship is what mattered.
Yeah.
I hope so, too.
But I will be rating and ranking your weddings.
Oh, no. There should be a Yelp for weddings. It should be called Welp.
It is funny, though, because when we got engaged, we were like, oh, let's take some time and like not even think about the wedding because it doesn't matter. Let's enjoy just being engaged. And then like the next night, it was like 1 a.m. We were like, what about this? Should we do this? And I was like, what are we doing? Like already, what are we doing?
That's so fun, though.
It's fun how fast it creeps up.
Well, I think we're all caught up with each other. Should we get the episode started?
Yeah.
I would love that.
Are we going to start recording?
I'm going to hit record here. So Aaron and JPC, we have... something interesting today.
Oh, okay.
So, Aaron, as we have just mentioned, you are about to move to Los Angeles.
People are going to start thinking that I'm lying.
No.
We've been saying this for so long.
Start
people
thinking.
People already do. People already do. Aaron, famously, L.A. or Los Angeles, that is, as it's sometimes known, is also known as Silly Clown Valley. And in Silly Clown Valley, there's a lot of tech jobs that you might have to get once the podcast goes away.
Silly Clown's more like Northern California, but of course.
Silly Clown's Northern California?
Mm-hmm.
My apologies.
This guy's dumb as shit. You don't know anything.
JPC, you used to work sort of a tech office job. You worked it for several years while you were a close friend of mine. Mm-hmm. I couldn't tell you anything you did at that job. My guess is that you sat at a desk and ate books. You met your fiance there.
Mm-hmm.
At some point, you don't currently have an office job, but at some point you might have an office job again. So
Sure. Here's
what I want to do. I want to set my two friends up for success. So what I have for you today is this entire episode is going to be one riddle. But it's a very important riddle because answering this riddle or puzzle could land you a job.
Whoa.
Now, what I have here is a brain teaser, is how they phrase it, that Google uses to possibly vet and hire employees. Does that sound good?
Okay, so perhaps if I get this right, Google will come a-knocking on my door.
Well, they'll send a drone to knock on your door.
Well, of course.
Well, yeah, I mean, look, I want nothing more than to work for Alphabet, because as we all know, if you start working at Google, they clear your search history. That's the first thing that they do, and... Daddy needs it because that thing could go through a car wash, if you know what I'm saying.
Can touching a spider get it pregnant?
Incidentally, it's mostly car wash related searches that would get me the most trouble.
I'll be honest, my Google search is all David Strathairn, and I've never once spelled it right.
And that's humiliating. I can't
every
have
time,
it out there.
Every time I see that guy, I think, where do I know him from? And then Google him.
Good light and good fuck. So we're gonna just spend our time on this one puzzle, this one riddle, this one brain teaser, because it's a bit of a doozy. So what I need from the two of you, and also me, is for the next 45 minutes, we got to be fully pot committed. We got to try our best. What I'll say is, due to the nature of this brain teaser, if you want to use the internet, Godspeed. The only thing I ask is that you don't straight up Google this question and try and get the answer to it.
But wouldn't that be savvy of me? Isn't that the point? Is that I use the search engine Google.
That's why Google does it, is because they see if you use Google.
I know your little tricks.
And if you don't, they're like, oh, you're over 60. Goodbye. So here's, are you two ready for this?
Yes.
Now I would also just like to say, we have had people send us emails before saying that riddles that we did on the show were used in job interviews that they did. So,
oh wow,
Adel, just go ahead and go blank for this next part. I interviewed a lot of people at my job. Okay, you can come back, Adel. I'm done talking about my job. And I never once did riddles, because I think that that's like insane. But
what was your gotcha question when you would interview people?
Is this your legal name?
It's not your legal name. Well, I guess you have. I guess you did change it.
It is legal. Yeah.
Okay. Here's a brain teaser that Google uses for a job interview. Now, I've since been told, a little birdie told me, Twitter, that this is no longer used in the interview question. So we're not spoiling anything if you're going in for a job interview for Google.
So I can get a legacy job at Google.
Yes, exactly.
I could get a job like 4 years ago.
Okay. Here's a question.
Okay.
How many golf balls fit into a Boeing 747?
100.
That's it. Well, what do you guys want to do for the rest of the time?
100. 100.
How many
100,
golf balls
my man.
Fit into a Boeing 747? Now, we can all talk through this. We can, you can use the internet. And I thought to put some more handcuffs on us. So what I want to do is, the only scenes we can call for in this episode either have to be golfing or on an airplane.
Come on.
Okay. No, I'm into that.
Okay, gentlemen. I'm into that, and I agree to those terms.
Okay.
I am writing down, and yes. I just wrote it, and then you're going to see me rip it out of my notebook.
Okay.
What I believe the answer to this riddle is, okay?
Okay.
I'm going to fold it.
Aaron's holding up a piece of paper that says, Adel, I will pay you $10,000 to stop this.
Yeah, no, I'm not. I legitimately wrote it. I'm folding it up. and I'm going to put it at the front part of my computer, and I'm not going to touch it again. Okay. I'm going to play this game. I'm going to spin the wheels of this episode, pretend I don't know it, do some crazy weird guesses, and at the end, you'll see that I knew it the entire time. It's on this little piece of paper, okay? Deal?
Okay, we cut perspective to the other camera on Aaron's computer. It's filled with thousands of little pieces of paper, all with different guesses on them.
But that would be pretty cool if I did that.
That would be cool. If you're just this whole time, you're just out of frame, writing more and folding more and writing more and folding more.
Perfect. Okay, I'm ready to solve this.
Okay, so I will say, Aaron, oh boy, I appreciate your enthusiasm. I appreciate your gumption. I appreciate your zeal and your attempt. But I will say that this isn't necessarily, this is for both you and JPC. I'm just going off of your responses, which is 100, and then I wrote it down on this paper and I got it. This isn't necessarily like a carnival game jar full of jelly beans.
No, it's a clever little something, you know?
So I think just so that we fully use this full episode, I think we have to kind of talk through it and
So it's not 100? Okay, well, here. I can start us off. So
okay.
First off, you're going to want to know how big the average golf ball is.
Uh-huh.
I, of course, being the man about town, world traveler that I am, use the metric system. So a golf ball is probably about a meter. A 747, now, again, this is non-metric, so that 747 means 747 feet. That's how deep the airplane is. You have to convert that into metric. So the conversion there, let's do the carry.
I want to see a scene.
Celsius to Fahrenheit. Hold on. Okay, we can see a scene. It's going to take me a second to do the 747.
Okay, conversion. Based on JPC saying a deep airplane, I want to, JPC, you're on a date, it's at an airport, so we're protected by my rules.
Okay.
You're on a date at an airport with a very deep, sort of, deep and emotional and philosophical airplane played by Aaron.
Well, they don't let people just out here on the tarmac like this. It was very kind of cool, going through security. Thank you so much.
Yeah, man. Can you believe I can fly?
Honestly, yes, I can. I grew up kind of not fetishizing, obviously, but just around airplanes, and it's really cool. It's really cool that you can fly.
Yeah, and sometimes, like, when I'm up there, I'm just like, I'll have this, like, wave of self-awareness, you know? And then I'll be, like, aware of that self-awareness of, like, yeah, I'm an airplane. That's my identity. I'm supposed to be up there. But then I go like, I'm made of metal and steel.
Mm-hmm.
And someone figured out how to get me up here and have everyone... Sometimes people fall asleep on me, man. That's crazy. What, do you want to take another hit of this?
No, I don't think so. I mean, that's jet fuel. So that that would knock me on my ass pretty hardcore.
Sorry to interrupt. Did someone drop a copy of Zen and the Art of Motorcycle Maintenance?
Get that fucking out of here. Fucking motorcycles, dude. They're the anti-airplane. Want to know why?
Yeah, sure. I mean, I did tell you I drive a motorcycle, right?
What?
Yeah. I mean, it's a Kawasaki. It's mostly for speed.
Oh, disgusting. Dude, airplanes, when they make noise, it's sort of like an apology. Like, yeah, I'm so sorry I'm making all this noise when I take off or I fly over your head, but I'm a fucking airplane and I'm in the sky and it's a miracle and that's why I'm making noise. And motorcycles are just people who are not getting enough attention in their day-to-day life and they need to make as much noise as possible as they pass people. Get out of here, man.
Look. First of all, I think you're great, but... You're an airplane, and you only talk about being an airplane. Okay,
no,
so
I don't. I can talk about other shit.
That's a red flag. I'm a dentist's son, and you don't see me only talking about having my dad be a dentist.
No, but I constantly see you like looking at your teeth in the reflection of it.
That's because he did them wrong. That's because he damn did them wrong, and I told him that. I said, you're doing it backwards.
Man, I'm more than just
nobody has this many teeth in their throat. I know he did it backwards.
I have wheels, dude. I have more to my identity. I eat birds sometimes.
See, you're still talking about being an airplane.
No, I'm not. I saw a movie recently that was inside me. I've like watched like a bunch of random episodes of The Burn Notice because that's what we play.
Okay, well, you know, again, like the media that you consume is not a personality. Like, what,
yes, it is. I've
what
seen
do you
season 3, episode 2 of Superstore 7 million times.
I mean, who are you? What do you want to do? What do you lust for in life? Like, what is your passion?
Can I tell you the truth? I want to be a train for one day. I know that sounds like a fucking sellout, dude, and I sound like such a fucking loser. I want to be attached to a track. Can only go one direction, can't fly in the sky. Trains, man, though, they're romantic. They got something I'll never have. Nostalgia.
What's that? Can I tell you a secret about me? I want to be the son of an ear, nose, and throat doctor.
Scene.
I love you're not supposed to have any teeth in your throat. Not just too
yeah,
many teeth in your throat.
I love the phrase, I've seen a movie inside me. JPC, I have to imagine when you said you have a Kawasaki, I have to imagine you on top of a cow drinking sake and thinking it's a motorcycle. Maybe every once in a while after you swallow your sake, you go vroom.
Yeah, and I think a Harley Davidson is just like a 450-pound guy with a big mustache.
That's a burly Davidson.
I'm sorry, that's a burly Davidson.
You're thinking of a Harley Quinn.
I Googled a 747 plane, and I'm just going to look into it.
Yeah, just look around. Tell us what you see. Tell us any sort of tidbits or factoids. I don't really golf. I love putt-putt. I love mini golf. I've never actually golfed. I've been to a driving range.
You don't golf? That's weird because they close more podcast deals on the golf course than they do in the boardroom. But you like mini golf, right? Everybody likes mini golf.
I love mini golf. Well, here's the thing. I can't remember. This could be totally wrong. I feel like somebody once told me the difference between mini golf and putt-putt is one, maybe it's mini golf is like novelty. That's what I like. I like novelty. I like slides and little loops and windmills and weird things. And then I think putt-putt is just a green with a hole. So it's like practicing as if you're on an actual golf course, practicing your putting versus the novelty of it.
Hold on. Hold on. If someone says, let's go to a putt-putt place, they don't mean a golf course where you could do some putting practice.
No, but I think, but there is a difference. I can't remember exactly what it was. But
you don't know the difference.
I'm talking out of my ass.
saying there's a difference between putt-putt and mini-golf and not knowing what that difference is, it's functionally the same thing.
I'm trying to start a conversation.
I like to see a scene. You two are on maybe like a third or fourth date with each other.
Okay.
And Adel, you're like a little put off and peeved because you thought mini golf was going to be like something else. You thought
a little put off?
Oh my God. He read that. I can see him reading
it.
It's
on my hand. Sorry, you said we're on a third or fourth date and I'm a little put off because why?
You thought mini golf was going to be something different.
Oh, great. Huh.
I mean, we could just try to just kind of do it and have fun doing the thing that, you know.
Okay, yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
But I forgot I do have to get to bed early, so I'll probably head out in maybe 10 or 2 minutes.
If you want to go, we don't have to do that. I'm sorry, you just got in that big fight because you thought that the teenager who was working behind the counter had some sort of shrink ray and he could shrink you down and let
yes.
you play the mini golf, but...
Yes, I
honestly didn't know if you were joking with him. He thought
He thought I was joking? Well, now I'm embarrassed and I want to leave, Ted. Here's what's going on. Ever since I was a kid, my parents have told me mini golf is when someone hits you with a shrink ray. I mean, so far, that's science. So far, so science. You get down real small. Then they shrink down a golf club. You can't be holding it when they shrink you because then it will go into your body.
Sure.
Then they shrink down a golf club. Then they shrink down a golf ball. And then you play on a tiny little course that they've pre-shrunk. Now, my favorite movie as a kid was Honey, I Shrunk the Kids, because there's a lot of mini-golf in that.
Yeah, but, I mean, Dave, you're in your 30s. Like, you know you've never been shrunk down before, right? Like, you know that a shrink ray doesn't exist.
What? Excuse me? I know a shrink ray doesn't exist? How do you think they make rice? Tell me. How do you think they make rice?
I mean, they grow it in paddies.
Have you ever seen a field of wheat?
Yeah.
And now tell me, how do they make mini wheats?
They shred the wheat.
They shred it? That's shredded wheat. How do they make mini wheat?
Well, they shred it and they reform it into the mini wheats.
Did you ever see Driver?
Yeah.
How tall was she? Probably 28 feet? Now tell me about Mini Driver.
Wait, how tall is she? Did I ever see Driver?
You sound insane. I'm leaving.
Wait, no, hold on.
I'm leaving. Ted, you're talking down to me. I know what mini golf is. If you can't afford mini golf, I know it's probably expensive because of the whole science behind it. If you can't afford mini golf, just say that. Just take me to a fucking putt-putt, okay?
Look, you know what? I guess I got embarrassed because I couldn't afford mini golf. Yeah, and
there it is.
I know you suggested it, and as soon as you suggested it, I started sweating because I was like, I'm going to have to go to, you know, a scientist. I'm going to have to get blood work done to see if I'm a candidate for the shrink. And it's our fourth date, and I really wanted to have, you know, hopefully sex tonight. And I just wanted to try to impress you, but again, I couldn't afford real mini golf, and I apologize.
Well, that's fine. I just it just seems like, you know, I don't, because you lied to me, I don't feel like this is going well. Of course we can still have sex, but I feel like I don't want to be here anymore.
Well, that's fine. I mean, I can obviously see that this is not going to work out. We're two different people. We come from two different socioeconomic places. Of course we can still have sex, but I don't think that after today, I'm interested in seeing you anymore.
Good, fine, that's great. Fuck you. I still want to have sex, of course, but fine.
Excuse
fuck
me,
off.
Excuse me, sir. Excuse me. I can't help but notice you just went through a breakup.
Oh,
yeah, I mean,
my God.
Not you.
The other one.
Well, we both went through a breakup.
Two people went through a breakup.
But there's only one of you that I'm interested in.
And it's not me?
Not you.
Okay.
It's me?
Yeah. You may recognize me. My name is Driver. I'm gigantic.
I was going to say, you're huge.
Wow.
You must be 28 feet tall like that movie.
You'd think when we voiced that I'd be very little, but I'd be huge.
You're enormous. Wow. Mm-hmm.
Well, I obviously see there's something going on here. I'm going to take off. Of course, we can still have sex.
Excuse me. I can't help but notice that you just went through a breakup.
Me or him?
Him.
Yeah, I guess technically we both did, but yeah, I did just go through a breakup.
I'm a mini-wheat, and I would just absolutely love to take you out.
Okay, well, looks like, hey, settle a bet for me. How are you made?
Shrink ray, of course.
Same.
Shrink ray, of course.
Shrink ray, of course.
Oh, man, that Driver, mini Driver thing had me crying. Your confidence in that is so funny. And then JPC being like, what?
You see the movie Driver, right? Of course. You know she's 28 feet tall. Huh?
It's a great joke, Adel, and I'm really glad you spent all week thinking about it.
I racked my brain coming up with jokes, hoping that a scenario arose that I could use them and deploy them, and it all worked out.
Okay, so.
Yes, what did you find?
I'm finding some interesting things. So I don't know what we're supposed to be leaning into. Should we actually try to figure out the math of this? You said it's not that.
Well, here's what I'd say. I didn't say it's not the math. All I said was it shouldn't be treated as a carnival guessing game, right? I mean, it could.
Yeah.
It could. If you're going to really dig into it, a jar full of jelly beans, then absolutely it's like the carnival game. But if you were to just look at it and go, I don't know, 500? That's not going to get you the job. So what I need you two to do is just pretend I'm Google. Pretend this is the actual interview process. You don't want to just toss out a number, probably. What is your take?
Wait, when you interview at Google, do you just ask them questions and they know all the answers?
Much like Aaron Adel, I actually wrote something down as soon as you had asked the question. I think it's now is a good time for me to reveal what my answer to this is. I'm going to put it in front of my camera now.
Okay, he wrote commercial break.
Okay, so let's take a quick commercial break and we will be right back with more of this riddle.
For
shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with samples.
JPC.
Two words rhymes with, oh no, you're sick.
Yes, it rhymes with, oh no, I'm sick. You know what? You guys are never going to get it. I was trying to show you I need Claritin.
Mm.
Claritin.
Oh, JBC, why don't you just hold up a box of Claritin?
Oh, I have this box of Claritin right here. Mm.
camera goes ping, and I smile and I kind of wink when I hold up my box of Claritin D.
JPC, I know that you famously live with allergies. You're an allergy sufferer.
Famously.
But you don't have to live like that. You can live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Yeah, luckily for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Guys, I know that you've been saying this live clear with Claritin D thing. It seems supernatural, but you've been saying it a ton just to me, like in casual conversation. Live Claritin clear with Claritin D. We all know it. I picked up my own Claritin D, and I think that everybody should use this product. I have allergies. I have the scratchy throat, the itchy throat. There's nothing worse. There's a lot of things worse, but there's nothing worse from a personal day-to-day level than that scratchy throat. Claritin D takes it all away. It's designed for serious allergy sufferers. Claritin D has two powerful ingredients in just one pill that relieve your allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better and podcast funnier. That's not part of their ad copy. I want Claritin to know I added the podcast funnier. The double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy nose and throat, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. It makes you pretty funny on a podcast. That they put in there. I don't know why they put that in there.
But don't take it from the three of us. Take it from Claire Teen, the teenage Claire who loves Claritin. Claire?
I'm a teenage Claire that loves Claritin. Ready to live your life like you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin clear.
Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter.
Yeah.
You don't even need a prescription. Woo-hoo. So go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin clear. That's Claritin.com right now. Use as directed.
Yep.
Live Claritin clear. JPC, live Claritin clear.
Live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Yes, live Claritin clear with Claritin D. Yes.
And thrusters go. Engine 3, go. All right, we have liftoff. Oh, Aaron and JPC, I just sent a bunch of our money into space.
Oh, yeah! Wait, what?
Well, it's kind of the same thing as how we're wasting it right now, right? There's all those unused subscriptions that we have that are just sort of...
Boy.
Addle.
Aaron, you want to drop some knowledge on this fool, or should I
would love to, JPC. Addle, you sort of had the right idea, but we use the Rocket Money app. It's a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. And it's also my most used app on my phone by far.
Ding, 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 ding. Most used app, Addle, okay? And it doesn't just... Look, I know what you had good intentions. You put a bunch of money in a rocket and sent it up to space. Great intentions. But that's not what Rocket Money does. With Rocket Money, you have full control over your subscriptions and a clear view of your expenses. You can see all of your subscriptions in one place. And if you see something you don't want, Rocket Money can help cancel it with just a few taps.
Mm-hmm. And you can clearly see your spending habits. Plus, they help create a custom budget and keep your spending on track.
Wowie zowie, I just looked it up. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of $500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all the app's features.
Uh-huh. Can you believe it?
And Rocket Money will even try to negotiate lowering your bills for you by up to 20%. All you have to do is submit a picture of your bill, and Rocket Money takes care of the rest. They'll deal with customer service for you, Addle.
Oh. Well, can I tell you a little secret? I was lying.
I didn't
send money into space. That would be stupid. I sent a bunch of my books into space to help aliens get smarter.
That's where we keep our money.
Yeah, I knew you were never going to read all those books, so I hollowed them out and filled them with money.
Oh, no. Well, stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/riddle. That's rocketmoney.com/riddle. Rocketmoney.com/riddle.
We don't need money. We have friendship.
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 We have friendship.
We have friendship.
This podcast is sponsored by Squarespace. Okay, Addle, Aaron, I am putting the finishing touches on our Penguin Baseball League website, powered by Squarespace, the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. Whether we're just starting out with Penguin Baseball League, which we are, or managing a growing brand with Penguin Baseball League, which we are, Squarespace makes it easy to create a beautiful website, engage with our audience, and sell anything from products to content to time all in one place,
all on our terms.
Phew, thank goodness we use Squarespace, because now we can upload video content, organize our video library, and showcase our content on beautiful video pages. You can even sell access to your video library by adding a paywall to that content. So people might need to pay a couple extra dollars to see these cute little penguins sliding into third.
Plus, with Squarespace, we can start a completely personalized website with the new guided design system, Squarespace Blueprint. Choose from professionally curated layout and styling options to build a unique online presence from the ground up, tailored to your brand or business, and optimized for every device. And that's the hardest part about doing penguin content, is because their sizing is wildly out of whack. You never know if you're going to get a big penguin or a small penguin, but with Squarespace, you can easily launch your website and get discovered fast with integrated, optimized SEO tools so you show up more often to more people and grow the way you want. And I hope these penguins grow the way I want, because I'm going to need them to grow really big to play penguin baseball.
Oh, yeah. All of our teams need to grow really big, right? We all agree?
Oh, yeah. Huge. Yeah.
And of course, you can also add courses to your Squarespace site. Squarespace has the tools you need to create and sell your own online course. So we can teach other people how to play penguin baseball. You can start with a layout that fits your brand, upload videos, and customize everything with next-generation editing technology.
So head to squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/riddle to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or a domain. Domains are where penguins live.
Huh. Oh. Oh, we did some sort of call. The penguins are flying towards us.
They're coming here. They're coming here.
They're running. And JPC is on the 9 hole, and he's about to hit the ball with a 4-wood. Looks like he's trying to get the ball inside of an airplane. This should be a really easy shot. The airplane's top has been cut off, so he has a pretty wide base. Aaron, what do you think about his, Aaron, were you asleep?
No, I just try to make sure that we don't wake up our baby while we announce during this golf tournament. We have to be very, very quiet, make sure our baby doesn't wake up. You make a very, very good point about the way that JPC has decided to play his game today. Do not wake up this baby.
Do not, I won't.
You wake him, you take him. Remember what I said?
Excuse me?
You wake him, you take him. That's what you say about babies. So if like someone wakes up my baby, I say, you wake him, you take him, because I'm tired. Okay?
I'm tired too.
Oh, you're tired.
Who woke up at 4 a.m.?
Me.
But who hit you with their elbow to wake you up?
You did. You hit me with your elbow to wake me up. Hey, honey. You know when you say that...
You guys see that? Hit it hole in one.
Shut up.
Oh, no.
Our baby's awake, and he said, you guys see that? He hit it hole in one. He's screaming. Our baby's
screaming.
I'm 4.
I'm dialed.
Oh, perfect. Okay.
Welcome back from the ad break. What do we have? What are you two thinking? Let's toss out some ideas. Let's start to tackle this beast.
What are these plain facts that you have, Aaron? You have some plain facts for us?
Yeah, I have some plain facts. So this is what I was thinking.
Okay. I'll accept any plain facts or any car foxes.
Oh. So I was like, I think if we're actually going to have to do the math here, I was like, what's the volume of a 747?
Mm-hmm.
And the main...
I know. I've been on a 747. You can't hear shit up there. So
the
volume's pretty bad.
Yeah.
Oh, you're right. It says you can't hear shit up there. Okay, so that's write that down. That's kind of a number.
Mm-hmm. And I'm sorry. I misspoke. It's how many golf balls fit into a Bose 747?
Oh, a sound Bose? A sound bar? Oh.
Okay. It's 65,000 cubic feet is the volume.
Mm-hmm.
So we could do the math and get approximate, but because golf balls are a very certain size.
A meter.
They're not a meter.
Okay.
But I'd like to meet her, the person who agreed to be with you for the rest of your life.
You've met her.
Yeah, but I still have a million questions.
Yeah,
she has the most beautiful dimples.
So, like, golf balls, when you stack them, okay? You have, like, a... Golf balls when you stack them, Adel, look alive. Hello, Aaron's doing work over here.
Aaron,
she's
so far you're describing
bitch.
Pringles.
She's a business bitch. Boss lady, business bitch. Boss lady, girl boss, business bitch. She's a boss lady, girl boss, business bitch.
She's
bitch.
A guy with a band of business bitch.
She's a boss lady, girl boss, business bitch.
Golf balls
doing the
also
math,
very
writing
expensive.
Writing it down. Golf is expensive. Not the point, because I can afford it, because I'm a boss, lady, girl boss, business bitch, doing the math, writing it down, doing
making it work. Boss, lady, business bitch, she's making it work. Look at that
writing
skirt. No skirt, pants. She's got on pants. No skirt for her. She's a business bitch.
She's
boss
wearing a skirt
bitch.
Tomorrow, because she can do whatever she wants. She's a business bitch. Send the email. Send it back. Reply to the email. It went to trash. It's not trash. She's a business bitch. Girl boss, lady boss, business bitch. She's a bitch.
Straight up one bitch. Sneaker, one high heel. One sneaker, one high heel.
We
does
call
what
her,
she wants. She's a business bitch.
We call her a bitch because she's good at her job. We call her a bitch because she's good at her job. That's how we make women feel bad. We call them a bitch because they're good at their job. She's writing it down. Math, math, business bitch. Math.
Rap verse, JPC, and I'm here to say.
Sorry, guys. I had to do my girl boss rap business bitch.
Mm-hmm. That you pre-planned.
I was just going to say that golf is expensive. Golf balls especially are one of the more expensive parts about golf because you have to buy them individually. And once it goes down that little hole at the very end, you can't get it back. So it's basically only good for one use. And then you have to go back to the beginning and buy it again.
Yeah, a lot of people don't know that golf holes are naturally occurring. So a lot of what people do is landscapers wait for a hole to naturally occur through Mother Nature's beauty, and then they build a golf course around it. Of course, like JPC mentioned, when a golf ball goes into one of those holes, it gets eaten alive in the center of the earth, and you have to buy a new one. So
it's true.
Pretty wild stuff.
Okay.
And I come from a family where multiple members of my family are golf course superintendents. And what that job entails is just finding a golf course, being its protector, and then keeping the demons at bay that live underground that eat all the balls.
Do they provide the sword, or do you have to bring yours from home?
You find the sword. It's usually like you pull it out of a cloud or a rock.
Oh, cool. Okay, cool. I love how you find the sword. That's part of the journey.
Yeah.
This is what I was saying, and I'm doing something visual with my hands, so they're going to understand I'm doing a little puppet show for Out on JPC. So the issue, though, is that when you're stacking golf balls, that it doesn't, just the size of the golf ball isn't an indicator, because there's going to be some empty space to get them in. So we have to factor in that
empty space.
Space
between.
Like, there has to be space between in order for them to fit. So it's not going to be totally an accurate number.
That's a wonderful point. Not only is there going to be space in between because of the circular nature, the spherical nature even, but also, as hinted at earlier, golf balls have dimples. So that also eats into some space.
They have what?
Okay. Dimples, Fokker. Can you milk a golf ball?
Can you golf me?
I'm going to do some scenes, but lady boss, girl boss, business bitch over here has an equation that she's working on. But I'll go slow so we can fit in some more
mediocre
comedy.
I'm looking
at
your chalkboard and it just says for lunch what?
Yeah, I'm working on it. I didn't say I was finished.
Also, is this a standard 747? Like, it still has all of the seats in it. It's got all of the. Okay, good. So
this just landed. It just deboarded, and then
okay, deplaned.
Deboarded.
Deplaned.
There's so many because my fiance is a flight attendant.
Stewardess.
There's constantly. Sorry, I forgot we time traveled.
That can't be right.
There's constantly things I say.
It's always funny to correct people with the more archaic word that you're not supposed to say. If you do that to someone, their brain for a second goes, did I say it wrong?
Did I say stewardess? I love stewardess in Third Rock from the Sun. So funny. Where'd he go? I constantly will say stuff where I'm like, what time does everyone leave the plane party? And Jenna's like, de plane or de board? And I'm like, oh, yes, sorry. So I need to learn the terminology.
She knows the lingo.
Oh, okay, so this is the issue I'm having here.
Yes.
As someone who isn't quite listening to when you guys are talking, because I am doing the
Fair
work
enough.
Over here. Okay, so I got a number and I was like, that's way too many. And then, you know what I wasn't considering is all the shit that's inside of an airplane. The seats are taking up space.
Yep.
The other nonsense, the snacks and stuff.
Yep.
The life rafts.
The life rafts. That's all. And like the built-in compartments and everything like that. Mm-hmm. So
plus, what's that meat that they keep on airplanes? That takes up so much
space.
People. People. Yes.
People.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. There's overhead compartments, there's seats, there's all kinds of controls and food storage and bathrooms. But also, I mean, the golf balls could go into the overhead compartments. The golf balls could be, you could rip open a seat and stuff some golf balls in there.
Well, yeah, but then if you rip open a seat, seats aren't hollow. You're taking something out. So are we allowed? I could stuff a human being full of golf balls. If I'm smuggling golf balls, I could fit 30, 40 golf balls in a person. Am I allowed to do that?
Sure, do whatever you want. I don't care.
I could Dark Knight Joker them and like, he said he would put all the bright lights into my stomach and he'd fix me with his golf balls. Then the man blows up. Mm-hmm. You know, that movie.
You know, the man blow up.
When the Joker puts all the golf balls inside of the man.
Wait, okay. So am I allowed to... So there's the main cabin, and then there's like the storage underneath.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And then there's the front part.
It was a cabin of an airplane.
Hmm.
And the question is how many golf balls could you fit inside a 747?
Mm-hmm.
That's the question. Inside.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Okay. Well, we're 42 minutes in, and JPC has just understood the question.
Mm-hmm. Well, inside. Inside is the operative word there. Because can one truly be inside of a 747? Yes. Most people are if they get inside of one to travel. Mm-hmm. 747, Aaron, correct me on this one because I can't remember the layout. Is that the one where it's like... two seats on each side and the strip in the middle, the three seats in the middle, or
yeah,
is it...
I'm trying to find a photo of it.
Is it a 3-2? Or is it a 2-2? Or is it a 3-3?
Has anybody Googled size of a golf ball?
I told you it's a meter. We don't need a Google shit. We already know.
Oh, I did. I didn't Google that. I Googled how many golf balls can fit inside of a cubic foot.
Now, we have to assume, I'm here to help out. I'm here as a resource. We have to assume Gulf shrimp are probably roughly the size of a golf ball. And when I go to a buffet, Aaron, you wouldn't know anything about that, I can probably eat my weight in Gulf shrimp. So I weigh 205 pounds. So that's about 205 pounds of Gulf shrimp. That's about... So picture me, if I was made of golf balls.
Okay.
That's about 205 pounds.
Hold on. Saving that image. Gonna come back to that. Okay, go ahead.
My balls are up here. So that's about 205 pounds of golf balls. We have to
assume... golf ball is 1.6 ounces.
Okay,
or 45.93 grams, the same amount of grams as a human soul.
Ooh,
they've weighed people. Okay.
After he died, and we removed that golf ball, he was 1.6 ounces lighter. Interesting.
1.6 ounces, canonically, I would drink 3-4 ounces of my own urine for $800. So we're talking about 2 golf balls worth of urine.
How much piss does it take to fill up a Boeing 747? I'd like to see a scene. JPC, I'd like you to be a flight attendant.
Yeah.
And Aaron, I want you to play a Karen who's screaming because she's going to be late for her golf trip.
Hey, excuse me, you're late to the scene, okay?
I'm sorry.
Even late to the scene. Oh my gosh, I started like 30 seconds before you even... Oh my god, unbelievable.
Ma'am, what boarding group are you in?
What boarding group are you in? I'm practicing my impression of you that I'm going to show to your manager later.
Ma'am, please...
What boarding group are you in?
Ma'am, please do not insult me. Do not talk down to me. No, ma'am.
What? Huh?
The FFA says that you have to be nice to me and you have to respect me, otherwise I am allowed to karate chop you in the throat.
No, I'm going to use my tears against you.
No.
I'm a white lady. I can use this.
There's been too many videos of you hitting us, and so now the Sky Marshal deputized everyone on the flight staff before we took off and said if anyone gets in your grill, you are allowed to karate chop them in the throat.
Everyone can see me crying because this man said I can't go golfing.
Ma'am, I just asked what boarding group you're in.
Because you're
straddling in between the two restrooms of the plane, and I need you to either choose one or go back to your seat.
Let me guess. You got vaccinated as a child.
I mean, yes, I did. You know, polio and tetanus.
Oh, did CNN tell you that?
Did CNN tell me that I got vaccinated?
Did CNN tell you that?
No, I was a child. I did. My parents were the ones that made that decision. Well, I was a child.
Let me tell you something about the service industry. I ordered a quesadilla from you about an hour ago, and I'm still waiting on that. And I would like a drink, my drink refilled. Thank you.
Well, first of all, ma'am, it appears to be a 24-ounce Coke full of scotch that you brought on the plane, which you're not allowed to do. Second of all, you didn't order a quesadilla from me. I watched you order a quesadilla from a different flight attendant. We are not all the same. We don't have quesadillas on the plane.
Hello, I'm so sorry. We get confused a lot. We sound, I've been told, very similar.
Very similar.
I was the flight attendant you ordered the quesadilla from. I was humoring you. If you picked up on social cues, I rolled my eyes and said, oh, a quesadilla, of course, because I thought you were joking. We don't serve quesadillas. And also, I need you.
I thought this was a Chili's. So, while we're on the subject.
Yes.
Ma'am, I would like to return these pants that are covered in blood. Not my own. And I want a full refund and not store credit. I want it in cash.
I didn't sell you those pants. And I have to say, I hate your sweatshirt that says, I found a Riesling to live.
What? The customer is always right! The customer! It's me and I'm always right! The customer's always right. I'm the customer. It's always right. I would like a quesadilla, please.
Ma'am, I am back. I did go. I went up to the front of the plane real quick. I did check with the sky marshal. He said I have not only permission to karate chop you, I can also do a karate kick. Have you seen the original Mortal Kombat movie?
Beep, boop, bop, bop, bop. Excuse me, Mr. Mayor.
I think it's from the 90s.
Yes, I've seen the original.
Basically, it's a bicycle kick. I can do a bicycle kick, and I can kick you out an open door on the plane.
You're thinking of Liu Kang, I think.
Okay.
Yeah, but bicycle kick is the correct reference, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Guess what? I just left you a scathing review. Oh, you're filming me now. You're filming me? Well, I can film you, bitch.
Well, we're not being insane.
I'm sorry. We're not filming. I'm an undercover boss. I'm Johnny Delta. So this is an episode of Undercover Boss that they're filming.
And I'm a lady boss. Boss baby. What was I saying?
Scene.
I am a lady boss baby, and I will be treated as one.
I'm a lady boss. Girl boss, boss baby, business bitch.
You never forget how to bicycle kick.
Nothing is funnier
boss
than
baby,
when...
I'm a boss baby. What was I saying?
Sean and I got into a fight in a car at a road trip. I think I told you guys this because I was trying to explain the plot to boss baby to him. And he was like, Aaron, this doesn't make sense. And I was like, what do you mean it doesn't make sense? The babies start in heaven. They're on a conveyor belt. Some of the babies become real babies and some of the babies become boss babies. What aren't you getting?
What's so confusing?
Boss babies are grown-ups right away, but they're in baby bodies, but they're business boss babies. The other ones are regular babies. Alec Baldwin gets sent to be a regular baby. And he was just like, this doesn't make any sense.
Outstanding. So where do we leave it on this riddle? On this
boss
brain teaser?
Boss babies aren't real, though, right?
No, they're real.
Oh, they're real.
Okay, so yeah. So you could have a... So just because I'm asking for a friend of mine who may be considering having kids one day, and just to make sure that boss babies are...
They are real. She could have a boss baby.
Okay. So I've been told that if you are expecting a child, like, be prepared, because if you have like twins in your family, it could be twins. And I'm assuming that if you have boss babies in your family, there's like a higher chance that it could be.
Yeah, that could be a boss baby. Yeah.
Okay. Cool. Mm-hmm.
But some people want a boss baby. Some people want to give birth to Alec Baldwin.
Both of my brothers were boss babies, and growing up with them was, I will say, harder.
Yeah. Hiring you, rehiring you.
Yeah, for my parents especially, yeah.
The way to tell is if you're pregnant and you're close to your due date, if your water breaks and you look down and it's actually hot coffee, you have a boss baby.
Okay. So I've found out from a friend of a friend that they were having a boss baby. I went to a gender reveal party. They let off fireworks. They started a forest fire, and then the fire burned in the shape of Alec Baldwin's face. And so then they knew that they were having a boss baby.
Oh, wow. Have you ever gone to a employment reveal party?
I've not. I know I missed yours, a million apologies again. I was so sleepy that day.
I'm a temp. It's fine, though. It's fine.
It's fine. It's good. Yeah. It's better.
I had no idea. I told the baker, don't let me know. But yeah, it's a bummer, but we'll see.
Well, I'm trying to do this riddle.
Okay. Talk us through what you got.
Is this really gonna, am I gonna involve math? Is it gonna involve math?
I'm assuming it is. I'm functioning like it is.
Okay. What are we thinking?
I'm thinking that Sean showed me a video yesterday about how aliens are probably real and have been around for a while, and now it doesn't feel like anything matters anymore.
Aaron, I told you a million times, stop watching Men in Black. It is not a documentary.
You guys, they're real. And Will Smith is not going to live forever to protect us.
We're all living on a dog's collar.
No, but I'm serious. I think aliens are like maybe real. And now I'm just going to start straight chilling from now on because nothing else matters.
Didn't Obama just come out with some statement about how things change if we ever find out aliens are real or something?
He endorsed an alien for the 2020 midterms.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
I want to see a scene.
Mm-hmm.
So there is a there's a flight that's in the air, and while it's in the air, while the flight is in transit, an alien beams on board and starts to announce their run for presidency. Let's have JPC and I will be passengers. Aaron, you'll be the alien candidate.
Cool. Okay.
Oh, can you pass me the Time magazine that's in the back of the back of your thing there?
Sure. Yeah. Oh, it's already filled out. Do you care?
You already did the time?
I didn't know. It was on the... I guess it was someone filled it out on the plate before me.
Zorp! Oh. Bing! Wow! Thank you so much for coming out tonight, y'all.
What is this?
I'm sorry, you said Zorp, you pressed the call attendant button, and then you appeared.
What?
Uh-huh. And let's just talk a little bit about career politicians.
My eyes can't comprehend what I'm seeing. I'm going crazy.
I know what you're thinking. That's a color I didn't know existed before. It's called Zoinkle, and it's like nothing you've ever seen.
It's the absence of all colors and the inclusion of all colors at the same time, mm-hmm. rotating infinitely in a wheel.
Yep.
I feel like my mind is bleeding from the inside.
In movies, they acclimate to aliens so fast, but this is melting my brain. I think I'll never be the same.
Good news, son. That means you're not colorblind.
The taste in my mouth is like a new type of Skittle that I've never tasted before.
Oh, yeah, and it's fuzzy, too.
Yes.
Guess what? In order to understand and comprehend me, you've been introduced to a new sense. You got a sixth one now.
Why'd you deliver that like you're a blue comedy tour comedian?
I'm an alien of the people. I'm shaking tentacles. I'm kissing babies on the head.
Okay, I touched
your tentacles. Which, by the way, your heads are our butts.
What?
I touched your tentacle and then I could feel all of the organs in my body rearranging into new spots.
Good news, that means you're not colorblind, son.
Thank God.
That's exciting stuff. I just want to talk about people who have just been stealing from the public their entire careers, just leeches on the American people. I sort of look, sound, eat, am a leech kind of creature, but I sort of have the opposite approach. I'm not going to be taking money from these big businesses. I'm not going to be pandering to the media elite and the rich people.
I feel like every hole on my body has closed and then different holes have opened.
Exactly. And that's what I'm trying to bring to all the people. Middle class citizens, I'm drinking all your water.
Okay, my fingers all have sphincters.
I'm tickling your memories.
Oh, yeah.
I'm doing what the people need. All right, everybody says hands in or whatever you think might be your hand at this point.
Okay, it's the whole body.
Yep. I'm reaching around, but my eyes can only see back into my head. I think he's hands.
Zorp 2024 on 3. 1, 2, 11. Numbers work different for us.
Scene.
3.
What a boss, bitch. Alien.
She's a boss, baby. Okay, so, this math. Okay.
Can I use a calculator?
Sure.
Okay.
Use whatever the fuck you want.
Okay.
But pencils down. Pencils down in 5 minutes.
This doesn't make for very good audio. Do you want me to talk about something else while I do...
Just talk about your thought process. So we talked about how the plane has a lot going on internally. There's the luggage storage.
Is
there's
it okay?
Seats. There's overhead compartments. This plane has a lot going on. Can you not kick the seats? It's dealing with a lot right now.
Okay. So my gut is telling me we just have to think about how much space is actually on a 747. Aaron, did you say that you had what was the area of a 747?
The cubic, like the volume, you mean?
Yeah, volume. The cubic feet.
Can I just say Picasso was so great at cubic faces, terrible at drawing cubic feet.
It says it has a volume of 876 cubic meters.
Okay.
Plus a cargo volume of 159 cubic meters. For a total of 1,035.
1,035 cubic meters.
Mm-hmm. I'll talk about something else while I do this, because I...
Okay, so 1,035 cubic feet, and then golf balls are, we said...
There's 696 golf balls can fit into a cubic foot. But, however... there's some shit on this plane...
Snakes,
carry-ons.
Yeah, we don't know if it's full of people. We don't know if we can use the cargo deck. So right now, Aaron, with that math, we're looking at 720,360 golf balls.
Okay.
Aaron, you just gave me a great
idea. And that's
an
empty plane. That's an empty plane just full of golf balls.
I have an idea.
Okay.
I'm looking up the size of a seat.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And we can...
But also, some airplanes have different number of seats. Now, if this is an airplane from the 1950s, there's like four seats on the whole airplane. Everybody's smoking cigarettes, and it's like flying in style. If it's a seat from nowadays,
Josh Hamm is there.
Josh Hamm.
John Hamm's.
Well, it's got to be John Hamm's father because it's 1950.
Fair.
What is the size of?
Aaron, you gave me a great idea a moment ago, which is I'm going to stitch a patch onto my luggage that I put in the overhead compartment that just says Wayward Son, and when people ask me about it, I'll be like, "That's my carry-on." Isn't that fun?
Okay. Is this boring for people? I can start telling secrets. Let's see.
So, Adel, I gotta say, I think that I don't know that we're gonna get a better guess. Mm-hmm. So I think I gotta lock in. I'm gonna lock in at 720,000.
No. You know.
360. That's my lock. That's my lock.
Okay. Yeah.
No.
We're at the final minutes of the episode.
No,
so
hold
on.
I'm going to get this.
Okay.
Give me 1 second. Yeah, give me like a minute and 40 seconds starting now.
Okay. While she's doing that,
sure.
JPC, I want to see a scene. You are a pilot. I'm sorry. You are a regular person who's pretending to be a pilot.
Hold on. Pilots are also regular people. Okay.
You got into the cockpit. The doors are closed. You're behind the controls, and you've just taken you're just about to make an announcement, and as you're doing the announcements, you realize you don't know what to say or what the typical announcement is.
This is your captain speaking. My name is Captain Billy. We're going to be going to Chicago today. The estimated flight time is 1 hour and 13 minutes.
We're already in Chicago.
We're in Chicago. We're going to Malibu, California. That estimated flight time is 2 hours and 51 minutes.
Woo!
Looks like there's going to be some turbulence, so nobody knock on the door and nobody ask any questions throughout the duration of the flight. I'm going to turn off those no smoking signs as soon as we get up in the air. Shouldn't do it, but I am. What else? We have enough gas. We have enough passengers.
Phew.
Flight attendants are going to come by right now and make sure everybody's belts are buckled, but it will not matter if something goes wrong. And the in-flight movie is Hope You Brought Your iPad, because there is nothing on this flight. Okay, do we have any questions? Flight attendants, look for hands. Tell me if there's any questions.
Captain, we've just been doing donuts on the tarmac.
Okay, the donuts are on the house, as we say, in the old captaining business. So no charge on those donuts. And... it looks like we've been cleared to take off. 3, 2, 1, let's roll this bitch. Pew! Okay,
Zorp?
Does anyone know how to use?
Same.
Okay. JPC, what did you say for your answer?
720,360 golf balls.
Okay.
Pretty good. Aaron,
with the volume
what do you think?
Of the seats, I'm going to go with...
with the volume of the seats.
630.
Aaron, all this talk about volume. What are you, fucking Vidal Sassoon?
Oh, my God. Haircut.
She's got the herbal in the shower.
35,000-ish.
Aaron, will you open your paper and show and reveal to Adel and I what you had written down?
Wait, tell me the answer and then I'll show you.
So JPC said 735,000.
720, and she said 630.
So 720,000, 630,000. Those are locked in. Aaron, can we see the paper? And then I'll tell the answer.
It's going to say fuck you or something.
It says boobs.
It does say boobs. And on the back, it is
sorry.
Blank.
Sorry, it says 80,005. You guys want to know the answer?
It says boobs.
I would love to know the answer.
Yeah. Okay.
And I love this. I got to get the search history clear.
First of all, I got to say thank you all so much for indulging me in doing one riddle per episode. This is what we should be doing more often.
This is absolutely.
Smart way to conserve riddles. So the answer to the Silly Clown Valley Google Offices brain teaser. How many golf balls will fit into a 747 produced by Boeing? The answer is...
Boeing doesn't make 747s.
You don't bury the survivors. The answer is no one really knows. The whole point of this brain teaser is to see how you approach.
Do you guys validate parking?
The brain teaser.
Do you guys validate parking?
King,
I'm in the garage. Do you validate?
Adel, are you fucking kidding me?
I'm in the garage.
Can I see your car? Is this your car here?
That's my car. Yeah,
let me validate your
impressive
parking. Wow, good job. Wow, you fit into the corner so great.
Okay,
you're not even
sucks.
On the line. Wow.
It's a compact spot. And I.
That riddle sucks, and this show sucks. This sucks.
So the whole point was to see what your journey was. It's not about the destination. It's to see what kind of critical thinker you are. It's to see if you panic or not. It's to see if you know how to dissect a problem piece by
piece.
That's
not a riddle.
But it's a life lesson. Aaron, you got the job.
How'd the interview go? Oh, it was okay. How'd they do with the riddle? Well, they did like an hour... A little over an hour with some improv in there. They did some scenes. Like, I've never seen anything quite like it, honestly.
I told them it had to be one at a time, but the three of them insisted. What do we think of this brain teaser?
Bad.
Yeah, I'm glad they don't do it anymore. It's stupid. And mm-hmm. Hey, I love little arbitrary, you know, barriers to prevent people from having access to jobs, which they need for money and life. Uh-huh. I think it's very funny how we just keep people back from that. We're like, hey, here's a little tricky puzzle for you. Let me ask you this.
I have three kids and I need this job.
I don't care. How many waffles would fit into a moon space station?
How many angels can fit inside my tongue? Aaron.
Speaking of that, anything to plug, Adel?
Anything to plug for me? I would highly recommend going to either Santa Fe or Denver or Las Vegas and visiting Meow Wolf. Each space is different. Each has its own secrets and own story to unravel. Very good time. Check it out sometime. JPC, anything to plug?
Nothing new for me. Twitch.tv/SharkBarkman. On Twitter at JPSoFly. On Instagram at SharkBarkman. Huh. Aaron, anything yum. That you would like to plug?
I want to plug our Patreon, patreon.com/HeyRiddleRiddle. I am really enjoying a lot of the stuff that we're doing over there right now. It's some of my favorite episodes recently of
what
our
about
whole
the stuff
time
we're
together.
Doing here?
It's good. It's the worst riddle ever, but it's
I
fine.
Mean, you just listened to it. You be the judge.
You were here.
Is this still good?
Follow us on Instagram at HeyRiddleRiddle and Twitter at HeyRiddleRiddle. And say hi to us. Say hello.
Say hello.
Wave your little hands. Wave your little fingers. Show us the little anuses on your fingers.
What?
Speaking of anuses on fingers, Aaron, I know I looked up online what kind of party that you vote for every 4 years. And it's not necessarily Democratic or Republican or Green Party. It seems like you're voting for a different party, one that's all about not being colorblind. What party was that candidate from?
Jupiter.
Patriot Party. Trump 2024, baby.
No.
Bye forever.
Starring Aaron Keenan and John Patrick Cohen. Casey Tony did the editing. Emory Perrin did the music. Logo created by Emily Cardamus and Emmeline Morris.
Hey there, Shrimps and Grits. If you like that, you are going to love this week's Patreon. It's our latest entry to the Better Know Estate series with Louisiana. You can listen to that plus our entire back catalog by going to patreon.com/heyriddleriddle and joining the Clue Crew for $5 a month or the Review Crew for $8 a month. See you there.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.